Send a movie idea.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. I got a new phone in the week and I couldn't transfer over any of my notes, which is where I keep the script, and I had to rewrite it. I didn't have to consult anything. I just part of my brain now. These sentences are part of my brain and I know them by heart. The rules are simple. Every week we can discuss any of your film ideas, as many as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where it'll be wrapped and placed under the tree for your least favourite cousin. I'm Joel, the man who puts Belle in Deck the Halls with Bells of Holly, and across from me is John Harris, a man so French he calls Santa Monsieur Christmas. I couldn't remember the French for father or Christmas.
It's the Père Noël.
Well, Mr. Christmas?
Mr. Christmas works too.
We're here to celebrate Christmas, John. Yeah. The show's going out a day early in a break from tradition.
Yeah.
Which is quite exciting, I think.
That's like in the Europeans on the continent.
So they this often is how you're trying to celebrate. French up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Something that's happened in recent years is my stepmom. Bear in mind, I'm an adult and my sister's an adult.
You know, yeah.
Like age-wise, we're defined as adults. She started trying to do that open one present on Christmas Eve thing.
That is
but
weird.
We're adults. We can delay our gratification till Christmas. We've been doing it for 20-odd years.
That is weird.
Why is that being introduced as a rule now? I think she just wants a present. She wants the present.
It's like a Christmas midlife crisis.
It is a midlife Christmas crisis.
She's got like a red leather jacket instead of like a Sunday best now.
But yeah, have you ever done the opening a present on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, well, we'll open the ones from our French grandparents because
that's the thing. That's good, what we do there. I can just about excuse that.
Thank you so
much. You get
much.
Two Christmases.
Post-Brexit.
And I get two Christmases because of the old divorce. So, you know, that's what they do on the continent. I'll have a Christmas on Boxing Day where I get to open presents. But I would never open a present on Christmas Eve. The thought of it disgusts me. No, wait 4 hours and you can open them the first thing Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Earliest you ever got up to open a present?
So I would say...
Christmas Eve, obviously.
I still have a bit of a hangover from my childhood. Not literal.
Do you get up really early?
I
get up so early. I'm so embarrassed about it.
5:30.
Yeah, I'm up at 5:30. What do you do for the next 3 hours? Because no one else gets up at that time anymore.
Because it's like, obviously as a kid, it was because I was excited. But as an adult, I'm not that excited.
Oh, I am.
I'm not like...
I can't shake it. And it's just, it drives everyone insane. Yeah. My girlfriend hates it. I'm an early riser anyway. But at Christmas, I'm getting up so early. But what do I expect is going to happen? There's nothing on TV. I can barely move a muscle. I can't, you know, wake anyone. Yeah. I just have to lay there excited. I don't get a stocking anymore. I can't do anything. It's quite sad.
Shall we have our Christmas suggestions from
please.
People? I really like this one. This one's from Paul. Slade Runner. Deckard is brought out of retirement to hunt down and eliminate Noddy Holder for his heinous musical crimes.
That is very good. Deckard the Halls with Bells of Holly.
For the record, I didn't say they were heinous musical crimes because I would argue that they're not musical crimes.
What would you say they were? Petty misdemeanors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like money.
He's going to get community service at once.
Yeah, they're not violent crimes. They're like money laundering or something. Is that bad?
That's really bad. You are so posh.
Is
you are so posh that the petty crime you think of is money laundering, not like shoplifting.
No, it is.
How does your dad afford your Christmas present?
Every time Noddy Holder drinks, he steals police signs.
Yeah, that's good. That's better.
Which is like...
What are the police signs?
Road signs.
What are the
signs?
Main police signs that you
police.
See out and about?
Here.
Yeah. We're the police.
Yeah. He actually just steals the sign that says police on the front of his local police bureau.
Okay, good. Yeah. It's actually, next year is actually Blade Runner year.
Yeah. 2019. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. I can't wait to eat some noodles in the rain. Or do everything in the rain, really.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait. It's going to rain all year next year. That's the big thing about next year.
It was raining yesterday all day, and I was thinking, this is a warm-up.
Yeah, rehearsal. I'm going to wear a big, long trench coat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to...
I'm going to get, like, a really big block fringe.
Oh, I'm going to go sheer blonde.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah. That'd
and
be
hold
good.
A dove.
Right, well...
that's all of Blade... We just sort of discussed the whole plot of Blade Runner there, didn't we?
We're so
people
great.
That haven't seen it. But it's good. I like the idea of Harrison Ford at Christmas. Has he done a Christmas film? Definitely not. He's too grumpy.
Yeah,
he's kind of the Grinch, isn't he?
So he's going to lock up Noddy Holder...
Because he hates Christmas.
Oh, that's nice, because that's more on brand.
He actually hates Christmas.
We could actually get Harrison on for a Christmas film in which he's...
He's a big grump.
There needs to be a third act revelation where he...
No, there isn't. It's a dystopian future, Blade Runner. He just gets rid of Christmas. He's got rid of all of the... What are they called?
Replicants.
He's got rid of all the replicants, and now he has to get rid of Christmas. That's the tagline.
Ah, nice. Yeah. All right, what about this one from Adam Lewis? Chicken Little Women. Do you know
very
much?
Very good. That is very good. I feel like I've almost heard that before. Oh, no, maybe I think we might have done Stuart Little Women. this is what our brains are these days. Was it Chicken Little Women or Stuart Little Women that we discussed once? It's really good. I know the plot of Chicken Little better than I do the plot of Little Women.
I don't know the plot of either of these things.
Chicken Little, the sky's falling down.
What? Is that what happens in Chicken
Someone,
Little?
For somehow, Chicken Little gets hold of some sort of secret information.
Yeah.
That the sky is about to fall down.
Classic.
And so he runs from animal to animal telling them that the sky is about to fall down. And no one believes the chicken. Why would you?
Then
I can't remember what happens in the end.
Is Chicken Little like a kid's book?
Yeah.
Oh, because like I only Joker. Know of it as like there's a film, isn't there?
Yeah, but it's about the sky falling down. You know the Bond film, Skyfall? It's based on the Chicken Little children's book that Ian Fleming also wrote.
He wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
What a Christmas Eve show this is. It's full of revelations, festive revelations. So Chicken Little, the sky's about to fall down. What's Little Women about?
Little Women chronicles approximately 15 years in the life of the March
Is that one
family.
Of the new SoundCloud rappers?
It comes largely from the experiences of the family of the author Louisa May Alcott. The Marches live in Concord, Massachusetts, and the book begins at Christmas...
Hello.
1861, during the Civil War. Part one of the book covers just 1 year. I got that information from gradesaver.com.
Thanks to the guys at gradesaver.com. And to get 10% off your next grade. get 10% added to your next grade, use the code DREAMFACTORY to claim that at gradesaver.com. Thanks again, gradesaver.com. That's gradesaver.com.
They always spell them.
Gradesaver.com.
All brands that sponsor podcasts spell the words in a way that you wouldn't expect, so they always have to spell them out.
When you give your phone number, what format do you do it in? Apparently, I do it in a reckless way. I go 524. Is that weird?
I go 22223.
Whoa!
Is that right?
I just leant back on my chair, listener. Let us know. I'd love to know the delivery mechanism of yours. I think most people start 4.
Da, 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 da. Duh, duh, duh. Oh, no, so it's 2333. Yeah, that's 11. Yeah.
Everyone starts 07 then, do they? That's a classic ear.
Oh, yeah.
But everyone, I take that as red.
Tell the listener.
I take that as red. So I hit him with the next three. I think, come on your toes.
Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam.
2333.
And then I give him a two in the middle. Just cool down there, guys. You probably think I'm going a bit quick. And then I hit him with the final four. Anyway, what are we talking about? I was hoping Chicken Run might get a wrench in there somewhere, but it didn't, because it's actually neither of those things. But it's a great film.
And it is, it's not officially a Christmas film, but it's got that vibe of it's absolutely going to be shown on ITV over the festive period.
Those guys at Aardman know what they're doing.
Oh,
they make every film with the old Christmas repeats in mind. That's the first point on the drawing board.
Yeah,
chicken ever make it to your table at Christmas?
Well, no animals make it to the table apart from humans, to be bleak.
Oh, well, they know they're on the table.
Well, yeah, but it's not like they've made it.
Oh, so are they getting served in the kitchen and then you take it through to the table? What are you saying here?
Oh, I just meant they're all dead.
Obviously, they're all dead. We're taking that as red. Never even a little pet's popped up. Or do you eat that as well?
I think the food, as far as I can remember, thanks for asking, the food will be in the kitchen and brought through.
Plated up?
I think we plate up in the kitchen.
Controversial! I mean,
and sauces
your phone delivery method and how you're plating up are very odd. So you haven't got table mats in the middle of the table, stretched out, and then dish.
No, I think meat. I've gone back on it. I think we do, and then we immediately take it back because of insight into my posh life. We have an Arga, so you want to get the food.
You want to get the most out of the Arga.
You want to get the food back to that surface to keep it warm.
An Arga. What's it like having an Argo?
It's great in the morning. And you it must stand be. And which, in front of it.
Who brings it through? The butler or the maid?
No, we give them the day off.
Half day off.
Yeah.
We've got to come and clean it up later.
Right, so that.
An Argo.
That was Chicken Little Women. Thank you very much, Adam. Here's one from Jason. After Christmas, a drunk New York playboy decides to take over the reins from his inept dad for the festive season. So there's obviously After Christmas already exists.
Yep.
And there's the classic...
What's the pun there? That half of Christmas? I never really understood it. Because It sounds like half of Christmas. Like, is that the pun? I've not seen the film.
That's what my butlers get.
Oh, here comes the butler after Christmas. Hey? Not even on double time. Yeah, go and clean the toilet.
It's a good point. It is that title is
it's too much of a pun.
It's presented to you like it's a pun.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Okay.
Apologies for that.
Why is he a New York playboy? Is there a famous New York playboy called Arthur?
Yeah, there's a film. It was originally, I want to say, Michael Caine, and then it was the one that was done by Isn't it Peter
Arthur? Thingy?
I'm gonna jump to the Google machine.
It's not Michael Caine.
Is it not? Apologies. Ooh. I'm thinking of Alfie, which was Michael Caine, and then Jude Law. So the original Arthur is Dudley Moore.
Dudley Moore! Yeah, and then Russell Brand did it. To critical disclaim.
Yes. I'd imagine, once again, this podcast would be so good if we actually consumed culture. Like, honestly,
do puns of films.
Imagine people who knew what they were doing this show.
They wouldn't, though, would they?
They wouldn't know the puns.
They'd do something good with their time. They knew what they were doing.
I assume it's like a rich spoiled boy inheritance.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's...
Bruce's Million situation.
And then eventually has to learn how to be responsible with money. Mm. And so... And then Arthur is probably the exact same thing already. Arthur Christmas is probably already that, but with...
With Christmas animation.
Yeah. It's interesting to think that in the Arthur Christmas world, Santa has a child. That's not like something that... There's a lot
is
of...
Is that the plot?
Let's... Right, we're going to Google.
Does Santa... So Santa fucks?
That's a good
I'm just trying to use internet language.
Santa fucks. Right.
Is that one of the film ideas that we've got?
James McAvoy is Arthur Claus, the good-natured but clumsy younger son of Malcolm and Margaret, who work in the mailroom.
So they're all called Claus. Nepotism, mate. Absolute nepotism. Santa's just hiring his family.
Oh, mate, this is... So yeah, they are shambles. Called Claus.
They're all called Claus. There's got to be... And that it must get incredibly incestuous in there, because they can't outsource.
It's a good point.
This is a disgusting film.
Yeah.
Horrid. Morally abhorrent. Get rid of it. Never watching that. Never showing. I don't care about... You know, a lot of people that say they won't show their kids old Disney films?
Yeah.
My kids aren't seeing Arthur Christmas. At least, to my knowledge, there's not a lot of incest in the old Disney films. Is there?
Is
it a good question, John?
I don't know. When you say a point, I often follow up with, it's a good question, because my brain is thinking and that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
There's like lots of fantasy worlds. I think there's so few people there that if they're going to continue these species
the
and
Smurf.
Stuff, they're going to have to get
the Smurf?
Incesty. You tweeted a question earlier in the week.
Yeah, I wanted to get this on the record at some point, because me and my mate were playing 20 questions over WhatsApp because we were quite bored.
I can imagine.
And his pick was Papa Smurf. That's the first round of 20 questions. That's a bit mean, wouldn't you say? Because we hadn't even established whether we were allowing fictional or non-fictional characters.
Yeah.
I think my first one was like Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. And I want the record to state that he'd managed to get it down to the fact it was an ex-US politician that played an instrument and he couldn't guess it. That's quite funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're an idiot, Tom. You're an idiot. And I'm furious with you because we played 20 questions.
Yeah.
And I'd sort of established that it wasn't human quite late into the 20 questions. Good. And that it was fictional.
Okay.
But I'm backed into a corner. I haven't got many questions left. So I asked, is it a mammal? Because I think if you're doing fictional characters, you might go elsewhere. And he just straight up went, no. Instant no. Not even a caveat on it. He said, no, not a mammal. And then as a clue, when I had like one question left, he said, it's got a hat and a beard. So I'm trying to think of some fictional animal, like a reptile or a fish, with a hat and a beard.
Like a
and I also knew that it spoke English. So I'm trying to think of some bearded, hatted bird that speaks English on TV. It's absolutely insane. Would you say a Smurf's a mammal?
I would have assumed that it's definitely a mammal.
Does it lay an egg? Does it lay an egg? No, it's a mammal.
Yeah, I'd have.
Does it lay an egg? I've sent the message, does it lay an egg, about 50 times in the last few days. Does it lay an egg? Every time he messages me. How you doing, Joel? Does it lay an egg?
Also... Yeah,
it's a fucking mammal. There's not even a question. There's not even a debate to be had here. They're clearly mammals.
But I would say, even if there was a debate to be had here, that he should have made that clear in the 20 questions thing.
Yeah. He should have said the species is unknown, maybe.
Yeah. So I would be inclined to agree with
I'm so mad about it.
Woo! are we talking? Why did this come?
And then he's like, oh, I played it with my girlfriend. She got Papa Smurf. And we fucking deserve each other then. Never speak to anyone except each other ever again. That sort of shit. Anyway, stick around to the end of this podcast. Maybe we'll have a little game of 20 questions.
Oh, cute. That's a great like Christmas thing to do with your family if you're stuck after
yeah,
lunch.
And you can get into arguments like this. Yeah. And it's not an argument over Brexit. Oh, look, between dinner and dessert, yeah. Which two debates would you rather have? Leave or remain, or
yeah.
Mammal or non-mammal?
So that's
I know
it.
Which one I'd rather have. As soon as the conversation goes towards Brexit,
just go.
I'm going to go, is Smurf a mammal?
Yeah.
As soon as Grandad, you know, rouses from his slumber to go, we voted leave. But it's a Smurf and mammal, Grandad. It's a Smurf and mammal. And I'll just keep screaming it until...
Does it lay eggs? Well, it wouldn't be Christmas without an argument, and you might as well make it less serious than Brexit. So here's one
from... That, you sound like you're doing a Lincoln this morning, then. Like you were segueing between two items. Well, it wouldn't be Christmas without an argument, so why not make it on something less offensive than Brexit? Anyway, over here we've got Jane. She's been knitting her own socks for the last 10 years.
Let's go over to the social media board.
And saved £1 million. Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This one's from Len. This has taken us right back to the start of the whole Christmas thing. The passion of the Chris.
Wow, just a guy called Chris. A really passionate guy called Chris.
But maybe, I feel like there has to be some parallels.
We've got a few Chris's, haven't we, that contact us? Or maybe one.
We've definitely at least got one. Apologies if you...
If you're, but they don't know. Yeah, they might think they're the only one.
You are the one we're talking about. Well, there's been plenty of people called Chris who have contacted the podcast.
Very true, very true.
But
no, I think only one of them is a member of the factory.
It's just... there must be like some sort of anger... Like I feel like this could be like a anger management kind of film starring Jim Carrey, and he's getting angry and angrier
as
it
very
goes.
And he gets,
like a liar.
He has played Christ.
He has.
Well, sort of. Film Bruce Almighty?
But he wasn't getting angry and angrier. He wasn't getting passionate, more and more passionate about
things.
He
gets passionate at one point, doesn't he? I don't know. Evan Almighty, that's a shame.
What's the character already?
I tell you what, I love Steve Carell.
Mm.
He's done some bad films.
Yeah?
Dinner for Schmucks. Evan Almighty.
I watched, I only watched that like relatively recently, Evan Almighty.
What? Dinner for Schmucks?
Expecting it. Well, because, Dinner for Schmucks is an English language version of Dîner de Cons, which is a French film that is really good.
Oh, I'm sure it is, mate. We'll have to take your word for it.
My question is, was he already called Evan in Bruce Almighty?
I think so, yeah.
That's a really lucky
It's really
pun,
fortunate,
isn't
it?
Because as a fan of a pun title, you must have thought...
really delighted with it.
Cashback.
And and they knew. They thought, this film's getting a sequel.
And it's going to be this character.
Guy. Yeah. Anyway, love you, Steve Carell. Good work.
So Jim Carrey gets really, really, really angry. Eventually...
He gets crucified.
Oh.
I've not seen The Passion of the Christ. But it's...
I can tell you the plot.
Hey! My grandparents were deeply religious. I'd say they've been to the cinema maybe 4 times in their lives, and that was one of the big trips.
Well, that's why it was such a big hit. Because it
got
getting
all the Christians out.
It got all the people who
the
didn't
old Christian normally. Pound. Yeah.
Yeah.
They love it.
Right. What about this one?
They'll pick a mix.
What about this one from Emma? Miracle on Elm Street.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Yeah. Is it 42nd Street? 42nd.
Santa doesn't have an obvious nemesis.
Yeah.
And we're a world, as humans, we only really understand good versus evil.
Yeah, yeah.
So you see where I'm going with this?
I'm sorry, I've just had such a penny drop moment there.
Yeah.
He sees you when you're sleeping. Isn't that exactly what Freddy Krueger
does? Holy shit! Yeah. So here are kids. You don't know who's going to turn up on Christmas Eve. The stakes have been raised now because Freddy might turn up into your nightmares. And what's the opposite of giving you presents? Killing your parents.
Last week with Hardcore Listing, we suggested that it was either going to be the devil or Santa that shows up on Christmas Day. And regardless, it was Tim Allen.
And hang on, in A Former Life, didn't we do Santa versus the Devil as some sort of Christmas film?
There is a Christmas film, yeah, that's already Santa versus the Devil.
Mm. Which feels a bit, I don't know, like a weird matchup.
Because they're like from different cinematic universes. They're different.
Yeah, but also, is Santa as powerful as God in the mythological canon? It just feels a bit bad, a bit poor from God to delegate like that.
Well, we know that Santa,
like Santa, could take on a demon, sure, but the main demon.
Santa's main power seems to be his control over time. Like he seems to
that is his main power. Yeah,
because like over the course of one evening, he manages to deliver a present to every child on the planet. Well, the good ones, obviously, not the naughty list. Mm-hmm. That, but apart from that, like the rest of his stuff is pretty standard. Oh, the flying cart, I guess.
Fly a cart, and
but the fact that he makes presents,
he's got a serious production line.
Exactly, but that's
so he could manufacture enough weapons to kill the devil. That's what you're saying. What are they doing the rest of the year?
One year they cancel Christmas because instead of making presents all year, they have to make
AK-47s.
Okay, that's so bleak.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
What about this one from Lizzie? Courtney Love, actually. A fucked up Christmas story.
What am I thinking of? No, I've just got two films. Okay, so two films have got very mixed up in my brain there.
Yeah.
Because I watched Love, actually, on Friday night.
Good.
My girlfriend had never seen it before. And then we watched, as a trade, Moulin Rouge, because I'd never seen it before.
Yeah.
And Courtney Love wanted to be in Moulin Rouge.
Did she?
And she wanted to be Satine so much that she nearly didn't allow Teen Spirit to be in the film.
Oh, because I was about to say, Smells Like Teen Spirit is in the film.
That's a crazy film.
Yes.
I didn't know what to think of it. I think I liked it.
You?
But I don't know if there was just so much going on that...
You recently went off on a rant against...
Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah.
Yeah, the man's an idiot. But... That seemed okay. But it just had great musical numbers in it. And in the last year, I just love musical numbers. My whole life, said that I hate musicals.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I think I like musicals.
Oh, no, Joel, mate. Yes. So I need to know more about this thing. What was, as someone who's never seen Love Actually before, what was the verdict?
Seemed like a good verdict. It's hard. Okay. It's quite difficult to watch now, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's stuff in it that a woke audience can appreciate as much. Or it's just like, it's quite weird. I think it's viewed in a 2018 lens, it's a bit strange.
Well, obviously, there's the famous one that everyone talks about, which is Andrew Lincoln, Keira Knightley kind of stalkery
that whole thing
stuff.
Is weird,
and
right?
She just like,
that was weird.
She's just like cool with it.
But we both had a good cry when Emma Thompson had her heart broken.
That's still brilliant.
It's like one of the greatest scenes.
We could just make like a half hour TV show that's just that bit of the story.
Yeah.
And just play that at Christmas.
And
everywhere.
You still get Mr. Bean in it.
Ah. What?
Great when he turns up. Come on. No, the Liam Neeson stuff I like. Although, again, the kid running through security at an airport. It's pretty wild, isn't it? And when they give him back, the security guards are just like, oh, you scamp. You scamp. He's run through several.
I don't want to sound bleak, but he would have got
he'd have been shot
down.
In the back of the head. Yeah.
That would be...
instant gunning.
That would be an interesting end to...
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
Yeah. Liam Neeson just screaming at the sky. And then maybe Liam Neeson would go on like a rampage to take down all the security guards. And it would be the next Taken film. It's an interesting thought. Should we do our own ideas?
Yeah, please, can we?
Okay, mine is Raiders of the Lost, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Lovely. You like bringing that film up, Raiders of the
Lost. Because it's such a long title, there's serious potential for a pun.
Okay.
Raiders and Ark are really good words for that. So yeah, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It's one of the great carols.
Yeah.
It's not the best carol, we'll get onto that in a bit.
Put a pin in that.
But what happens is when they open the Ark, it sings Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Do they still melt the faces?
It still melts the faces, yeah. But in a Christmassy way.
But they're like happy about
They're loving it because it's Christmas. Are you a carol singer?
And
were you ever in a choir? You strike me like you've been in a choir.
I was made to go to like two practices.
I was in the choir, mate.
I was made to go to a couple of practices. And then when the big performance day happened, I pretended to be ill and then never went again.
I got thrown out of the choir story.
Legend.
Pretty rock and roll. I was in the choir before my voice broke. It was pretty good. Anyway, we're doing the choir service at Rochester Cathedral, Christmas carols.
Lovely.
And there's one of the songs is about well, I mean, all of the songs are about this.
Jesus?
It's about Mary's womb. But it literally says that. Okay. And the line is like, to Bethlehem they come, born of Mary's womb. But they don't rhyme, but they sort of work on the page, right?
Yeah.
So I just really loudly sang Wham to make it rhyme.
I thought you were going to say Mary's mum.
Oh, no. Yeah. I just really loudly made the word womb the word Wham to make it rhyme and made quite a few people laugh. Obviously, I did. And it kind of ruined the flow of the thing, and the teacher came and grabbed me out. I was all in the white thing. How good is that? Mary's Wham. I really like singing. I can be a little bit of a show off in those situations. I like singing.
Really?
I like singing really loudly. If there's ever an opportunity for a song, like a happy birthday in an office or something like that, no one else needs sing, really. I really give it some welly. I don't really like singing solo, but if I'm in a group, I'll let it go, mate. I'll let it shine. Best Christmas carol, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
It's the one where you get to say, "O come, let us adore him."
Yeah, of course.
Yes!
O come, all ye faithful.
Is that O come, all ye faithful?
Yeah.
And then you really give it the welly on the third one.
Yeah.
So, you know. O come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. How thin are your walls?
Yeah. I'd probably get a noise complaint pretty soon.
No way. What, for caroling? You'd probably get a fiver under the door. Yeah, that's the best carol, and I will fight anyone that says otherwise.
By a mile, that's the best one.
What's your film idea?
No, well, fine. Yeah. So it's the whole plot of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's just soundtrack by Christmas carols.
And there's just some sleigh bells and...
Du-du-du-du, Bethlehem.
And instead of blood when they melt, it's cranberry sauce.
It's cranberry sauce, yeah, and there's tinsel and stuff.
Oh, disgusting. My one is, you're in Wizard Harry. Hagrid reveals that by prophecy, the boy who lived must join 70s glam rock group Wizard.
And they're magic, so he can go back in time. He has a time turner.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
Go back to the height of their fame.
Yeah. And
he's coining it in every year, basically.
And that's it. And that's how, when, you know, he goes to Gringotts, he's got all that money.
Ah, very good. So he goes back. Very good. Oh, brilliant. He goes back, does the single, and comes back and never mentions it ever again.
Well, because interesting
fact... People watch the video, they're like, that guy looks a lot like Harry Potter. It can't be him. He's in the 70s.
Well, an interesting fact is, I would say that JK doesn't talk about this a lot, but Wizard are the only group in the Harry Potter universe who kind of made it out of the wizarding world and into the human...
That's very good.
The Muggle world. So they are genuinely wizards.
They're all wizards. Yeah, I've
and
seen
that's
the way
how they penned those bloody tunes.
What some of their tunes?
I still wish it could be Christmas every day. Why isn't it Christmas every day?
Oh, they are good.
Some of my
favorite songs. Christmas every day reggae remix. That was a misstep from them.
Yeah.
Anyway, Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope you have a really lovely Christmas. And if you're listening to this after Christmas, well, I hope it's all right. You're probably listening to that. You're probably listening to that lol. Didn't we say last year we made a promise?
Yeah, I wrote Christmas cards for everyone who tweeted us on the day.
You had to write 10,000 Christmas cards.
I was exhausted.
So if you tweet us on Christmas Day this year,
you'll
get some sort of personalised niceness from me and John. And if you listen to us on Christmas Eve, why not just schedule a tweet for the next day? You know, use TweetDeck or something. You don't even have to worry about it.
Very smart.
Give us a little shout out on Christmas so that we're not lonely, you're not lonely, everyone's happy. And have a lovely turkey time.
Gobble, gobble.
Hey! And just as a final wrap, the final one of the year, this studio, what's really impressive about this studio is that you can book it on Christmas Eve. That is amazing, isn't it? Anyway, we know it's the end of the session. Session? We're not the fucking Beatles at Abbey Road. Anyway, we know it's, do you reckon they ever got kicked out? Oh, sorry, the Beatles, but there's a podcast coming in next. Anyway, there's a knock, knock, knock at the studio door. And entering the room... it's Freddy Krueger, because we're both on the naughty list, and he's come to murder us. So maybe we'll see you in 2019. Maybe we won't. Hey, John. 20 questions. I'm going to be something festive, okay?
If you're still listening, tweet us the moment at which you get it right. If you beat me.
Yeah, very good. Okay, and it's going to be festive themed.
Cool.
I'm a Christmas character. Right, got it.
Oh, yeah, I ask the questions, don't I?
Yeah.
Gender. Oh, sorry. Is it a woman?
No.
Okay. Do they have facial hair?
Yes.
Are they fictional?
Oh, God, that's a...
Is it Santa?
No.
Okay. Does that count as one of my questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. They're not fictional.
Well. Depends who you ask.
That's why I thought Santa.
No, because he is real.
Oh, right. Okay.
Weird. Weird. Oh, you meant other religions?
No. Yeah.
What? That's a clue. It's not a Smurf.
Well, I think you've given me a clue, It's Jesus.
Bearded Jesus at Christmas, is it? Fucking hell, mate. I wasn't born with a beard.
Joseph.
It's not Joseph.
Okay, fine. I need to get back to this. Is it from the Bible?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it God?
No, it's not God. Never seen the face of God.
Yeah. Herod.
It's not the big dog. Not scary Herod.
Oh, is it one of the three wise
men? Yes, it's one of the three wise men. Which one is it?
Balthazar.
Is he the one that gives the frankincense?
I don't know.
That's who it is.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the frankincense king.
And
frankincense.
Frankincense Stein is a film we could have done.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.